This is Country Legends 24/7.
We have some rain and snow on the way today, changing to all snow tonight. Overall accumulation of about 2 to 3 or even 4 inches will be possible by tomorrow. 38 today, becoming very windy tonight and tomorrow with blowing snow likely. Our high tomorrow, 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here, Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Got your host, James J. here. I am thanking you all for joining us, and want to send a big thank you to our friends over at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them when they open their doors at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We got some good music on the way for you. Got a requested song that we've been wanting to get on the air for a couple of days, so we got that coming up. Little Luke Combs for you, Rascal Flatts, Clint Black, Thomas Rhett, Hunter Girl. All kinds of things coming up for you. And I do want to remind you, we are taking requests. 715-423-1055, 423-1055. You can always email me if that's easier, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Hit me up anytime, everybody. Let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for this April 2nd, 2024. It is National Reconciliation Day. Mending things with family members or friends or colleagues who were hurt by your words or deeds. Today's a good day to make good on those things. Forgiveness is, as they say, about, you know, for, begins with yourself, and then it really goes for others. That's never worked for me. I have to forgive for others. I don't know how to do it for myself, so I do it for others. But I think everybody does their own, has their own way of that. And I don't know. I mean, I come from a very emotional, passionate Italian family that likes grudges, and I've never understood it. It doesn't make much sense to me. It takes a lot to get me to have a grudge or anything nowadays. I'd much rather move on. I'd much rather kind of just keep moving. There's too much else going on in life, and there's too many things to, I mean, you gotta choose your battles wisely in this world. You get bent out of shape over everything or hold grudges over everything. Reconcile. And after you do, ride your horse to a bar day, because it's National Ride Your Horse to a Bar Day. Yes. I don't know how you do that around here. There's got to be somewhere to hook your horse up. National Ferret Day to all you ferret lovers out there. I dated a girl that had like 3 ferrets. They're cool animals. They're all right. It's National DIY Day. Save money and time and spark your creativity by just doing it yourself. Long before they called it DIY, my father was a king at this and taught me and my brother quite a bit, my sister too, quite a bit about doing our own. I like working with my hands. I like doing stuff around the house. I also like not being electrocuted, so I will definitely do my checking before I get into a lot of that work. An important one, a couple of really important ones coming up here. It's International Fact-Checking Day. It's an election day today. Get out there, be informed, and vote. If you follow me on Facebook or if you follow us on Civic Media, just go to civicmedia.us. Our own Melissa Kay did a great job putting together all the interviews of the candidates that have joined us on our morning shows. It's a great job. Nice work by her. And a big thank you to those candidates, to Pam Hilke, and to everybody that worked so hard on this. That's our job over on WFHR. Here, we try to, you know, entertain you. Over there, we are informing you. Yeah, we try to give you some information over here, too. But you know what I mean. But there are, like, true fact sources out there. And the only people that are trying to tell you there aren't are people that want you to believe their lies. It's not too complicated, everybody. And trust your instincts, oftentimes, are going to tell you right away. You want to double check that stuff because your instincts aren't always right, but I'd say 9 out of 10 times. And keep in mind, too, when you hear something that doesn't seem right or you question, regardless of who it's from, I don't care if it's from your own parents, follow that.
follow through on that and ask yourself what that person delivering that information has to gain from it. It's important. Just as important, International Children's Book Day. Dynamite comes in small packages, especially children's books. Buy a book and enrich a young mind. It's also a great day to remind you about the Dolly Parton Imagination Library that you can find out more about with our friends at the United Way. $30 a year, and you buy five books for kids, books for kids up to the age of five. It's an amazing thing. It's probably one of the best investments I'll ever make. I've been doing it for about 4 years now, and it's what I do with my taxes. Well, I don't really get tax returns, but you know, it's what I do with that. So. But investing in our future is one of the greatest things you could do with anything, with your time, money, any of that. Today is Day of the Veterans. Taking a moment to reflect on the souls of the deceased. Gave the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to help freedom ring and be out there informed and voting. Among other things, of course. But that is one of the major reasons why so many have given so much. Democracy. Freedom. You know, this whole thing that this country was started on. Kind of embodying those things. Not just talking a good game, but actually doing them. Get out there, be informed, and vote. Children's Picture Book Day, or otherwise known my favorite books. No, picture books are great, but they're fun. Another good chance to read to kids. And it's Autism Awareness Day along with Autism Acceptance Day. Joining forces to spread love and awareness about autism. Have a godson of mine that is under the spectrum. And one of the most special, unique, and incredibly intelligent human beings I've ever known. And there is so much to gain, so much to grow, so much to learn and enjoy from those who have autism. Encourage you to learn more about it if you don't know much. It's an interesting subject, and I guarantee somebody out there is going to be thankful that you did learn up on it. And we wrap up this National Day of Calendar with National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Peanut butter, jelly time, peanut butter, jelly time. Half my body weight is peanut butter and jelly. It's pretty much it's one of the main things I ate as a kid growing up. It's one of the only things I ate. What is your favorite combo sandwich? You know, peanut butter and jelly. You like a BLT. We all got a favorite sandwich out there. What's yours? What's your favorite sandwich? 715-423-1055. 423-1055. Call up and you can give me a request while you're at it as well. We got a request last week from our good friend Sharon. You may remember Sharon is the one who named our chicken, Agatha. Yeah. This is the second time she's requested this, so we're going to have to, Jerry, you're going to have to start requesting some other music, I think. But I wanted to do something a little different. I don't want to play the same song over and over and everything. So Sharon requested Toby Keith, Willie Nelson, I Will Never Smoke With Willie Again. This is a song that's been pretty known by now. It's been out for quite a while. But in losing Mr. Keith, I thought, well, what's a fun way we could play this song and have a little more fun with it? Well, I'll just let Toby Keith talk for himself and give you the whole story, the actual story of where this song came from. So that's about a minute or two long. I'm going to play that interview. This is an interview with Toby Keith from True Country. I'll play the interview and we'll go right into the song. If my voice will hold up, we'll go right into the song. Toby Keith, Willie Nelson, Never Smoke With Weed Willie Again. Here on Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
I want to know the story behind I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Nelson Again.
You want the truth? Can we say it on here?
You can say whatever you want. Right.
I was in Vegas. Charles Barkley's my friend. I had the night off, and I was at my hotel. Charles Barkley said he was having his birthday party at the Rum Jungle. It started at midnight because everything happens late in Vegas. Willie was playing at 8 o'clock at the Hacienda. I don't even know if Hacienda's there anymore, but he was at the Hacienda. 8 o'clock, I go over and see Willie. I get up, do a couple songs with him. I get ready to leave. He hollers at the stage. He says, stay after the show a little bit. I want to talk to you. I said, all right. So I meet him out on his bus. Of course, Willie is everybody knows that Willie's a big weed guy, right? So Willie's got some real chronic, that medicinal stuff that they get. Yeah. And so I've never smoked much pot in my life, and it's not my high. And
you like the whiskey.
I like the whiskey.
I like Patron.
Yeah, yeah. I like Patron all right.
Good stuff.
And so anyway, we sit down, and he rolls one up, and it's just me and him sitting there. And so when in Rome, you know.
When in Rome.
So we burn one, and I couldn't even function. I mean, it was like the most hardcore weed that I'd ever smoked. And I only hit it like 3 or 4 times, and unlike Bill Clinton, I did inhale. I stood up. I said, man, it's time for me to go. And he was just looking at me, and I remember my ears were burning, my head was throbbing, I was breathing different. And he was sitting there grinning at me. He knew he got me, right? And I go, I gotta go. He goes, good timing. And so I got off, had a car take me to my room. I missed the whole Charles Barkley thing.
Oh, boy.
I went and laid down, went to sleep, and it was first time in my adult life that I had a night off in Vegas. Could have went by and seen Charles, had a few drinks, went and played cards, whatever. I could have had a great night. And I was in bed by about 11:30.
Oh.
Woke up the next morning, and I said, man, I'm never, ever smoking weed with Willie again. And we got to thinking, the guy I wrote it with, thought every time we go on his bus, there's people coming off there going, did you smoke any of that? And you go, no. And they go, man, I ain't ever smoking weed with Willie again. So we thought it'd be a funny song. So we wrote a true story and wrote it. Nice.
I always heard that his herb was top shelf. And Lord, I just could not wait to find out for myself.
Well, don't knock it till you tried it. And I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Now we learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed it around.
And the last words I spoke before they tucked me in,
I may discount bungee jump, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. Now you can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. We hopped on his old bus, the honeysuckle rose.
The party was Huntsville, it was after the show.
Alone in the front lounge, just me and him.
I took one friendly puff, and the grim creeper set in.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. Now you can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Let's go down to Texas, guy.
Now we're passing the guitar, we're telling good jokes.
I can tell ones are coming, cause I'm smelling the smoke.
No, I do not partake,
I just let it pass by. With a grin on my face and a great contact high, I'll never smoke weed, Willie, again. My party's all over before it began. And you can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. In the fetal position, with drool on our chin, we broke down and smoked weed with Willie again.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad, bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind. 65. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.
Changing the station, and all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. Well, you don't know it yet, but whoa. Make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're cold and hot, you burn out like a match. Keep a slim knot in the strings you attach. You think it's easy, but that's a lie. The only reason that you're good at goodbyes. Every boy you ever met was too easy to forget. Well, I ain't going out like that. Shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone is after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's just me, I'm gonna make you miss me. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Come on!
I believe in ghosts, most people don't. I swear it on my grandpa's grave. I seen them in the trees, I seen them in my dreams, and I still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder. Let you come along and take it. Maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. And maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. Cause I'm feeling.
Free. Just like some old nursery rhyme, your mama told. better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
Clint Black and Better Man on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Taking a quick look at our day in history to actually get into a little bit of requested music. Born on this day in 1938 in Nashville, Tennessee, was singer-songwriter Warren Mack. Mack had many hits in the country charts in the late 50s to the early 70s, including 1965, the hit The Bridge Washed Out. Born on this day in 1942, Leon Russell, Claude Russell Bridges is a given name, musician and songwriter. Russell played piano with the Wrecking Crew. And born in 1947 on this day in Birmingham, Alabama, Emmylou Harris. Happy 77th birthday to Emmylou Harris, singer, songwriter, and musician. She has released many chart-topping albums and singles over the course of her career, winning 12 Grammy Awards. Her first country number one was in 76, her version of Buck Owens, Together Again. And in 1956, Johnny Cash recorded his classic song, I Walk the Line, which became his first number one Billboard country hit. Released in May of this year, it remained on the charts for over 43 weeks and sold over 2 million copies. The unique chord progression of the song was inspired by backwards playback of the guitar runs on Cash's tape recorder while he was in the Air Force stationed in Germany. And we had this one requested for us just a little bit ago. So let's go ahead and play it. This is for Dale over in Nakusa. The man in black himself, Johnny Cash, Walk the Line. And this is from Live at San Quentin on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
So what do you want to hear? All right. All right. I Walk the Line. Keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Yeah. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
All right.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
It was was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. And we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna marry you. You probably didn't think that it was true. Right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking, in that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable.
Time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. See the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. Walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path out in these woods I used to hunt. Don't worry, babe, I've got your back, and I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I want. 'Cause I'd like to see you
sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers. I'd like to check you for ticks.
Call it quits. That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Sugarland and Something More here on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. That's going to do it for us for today, everybody. But thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have a great day, the rest of your day. Hope it treats you good. You got some Neon Union on the way, Zach Brown Band, a little bit of Justin Moore, Tim McGraw, all coming up for you, and plenty more. We want your requests, everybody, so continue to hit us up with those. You can give us a call when we're live on the air, 715-423-1055, or email me anytime, james.mail11.
myself@civicmedia.us. Be good to each other. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. You want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery down.